Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sailed to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke. He summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Your truth, O God, is high as the clouds.
Lord, your goodness is deep as the ocean.
From the Book of Judges. Samson fell in love with a woman in the Wadi Sorak, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came to her and said, "Beguile him and find out the secret of his great strength, and how we may overcome and bind him so as to keep him helpless. We will each give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me the secret of your great strength, and how you may be bound so as to be kept helpless." She importuned him continually and vexed him with her complaints till he was deathly weary of them. So he took her completely into his confidence and told her, "No razor has touched my head, for I have been consecrated to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, my strength will leave me, and I shall be as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had taken her completely into his confidence, she summoned the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this time, for he has opened his heart to me." So the lords of the Philistines came and brought up the money with them. She had him sleep on her lap and called for a man who shaved off his 7 locks of hair. Then she began to mistreat him, for his strength had left him. When she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson," and he woke from his sleep, he thought he could make good his escape as he had done time and again, for he did not realize that the Lord had left him. But the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. Then they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze fetters, and he was put to grinding in the prison. But the hair of his head began to grow as soon as it was shaved off. The lords of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to their god Dagon and to make merry. They said, "Our God has delivered into our power Samson, our enemy." When their spirits were high, they said, "Call Samson that he may amuse us." So they called Samson from the prison, and he played the buffoon before them. When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has delivered into our power our enemy, the ravager of our land, the one who has multiplied our slain." Then they stationed him between the columns. Samson said to the attendant who was holding his hand, "Put me where I may touch the columns that support the temple and may rest against them." The temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and from the roof about 3,000 men and women looked on as Samson provided amusement. Samson cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, remember me. Strengthen me, O God, this last time, that for my 2 eyes I may avenge myself once and for all on the Philistines." Samson grasped the 2 middle columns on which the temple rested and braced himself against them, one at his right hand, the other at his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He pushed hard, and the temple fell upon the lords and all the people who were in it. Those he killed at his death were more than those he had killed during his lifetime. All his family and kinsmen went down and bore him up for burial in the grave of his father Manoah between Zorah and Eshtaol. He had judged Israel for 20 years.
Defend me, God. Take up my cause against a faithless people.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
Remember me and give me strength just once again.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
A reading from a treatise on the Lord's Prayer by St. Cyprian, Bishop and Martyr. Dear friends, why does the fact that God has taught us such a prayer as this astonish us? Did he not express all of our prayers in his own words of life? Indeed, this was already foretold by Isaiah. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he spoke of the majesty and fidelity of God. The Lord will speak a final, brief word of justice, a word throughout the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ came for all mankind. He gathered together male and female, the learned and the unlearned, the old and the young, and taught them his saving doctrine. He did not want his disciples to be burdened by memorizing his teaching. He made a complete summary of his commands, such as was necessary for a trusting faith and could be quickly learned. Thus he summarized his teaching on the mystery of eternal life and its meaning with an admirable, divine brevity. And eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Again, in quoting the first and greatest precept of the Law and the Prophets, he spoke in the same way. Listen, Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends all that is contained in the Law and the Prophets. On another occasion, the Lord said, "Always treat others as you would like them to treat you." That is the meaning of the Law and the Prophets. God taught us to pray not only by His words, but also by His actions. He taught us by His own example, for He often prayed on our behalf. The Scripture says, "He withdrew to the wilderness and prayed." And again, "He went into the hills to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God." Was the sinless Lord praying for himself? No. He was praying and interceding on our behalf. He explained this to Peter. "Behold, Satan demanded that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail." Later on, he prayed to the Father for everyone. "I am not praying for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their preaching, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us." God loves us. For the sake of our salvation, He is generous toward us. He is not satisfied with redeeming us by His blood. He also prays to the Father on our behalf. Consider the love exemplified in that prayer. The Father and Son are one. We too are to abide in that oneness.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
I trust in you, O my God. Let me not be put to shame.
Guide me in the way of your truth and teach me, for you are my saving God, and I hope in you all day long.
I trust in you, O my God. Let me not be put to shame.
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can be nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.